So this week I'm going to do a series of shows and podcasts on a particular lecture that I really enjoy. Oh, listen to this. What time is it? 5:17. I'm 2 minutes earlier than yesterday. That's in the morning. Monday morning. And I can hear the traffic, as well as these lovely birds. So the lecture is One Greater Than John. You can find it at freeneville.com. Go there, read through it a little bit. Just take a little chunk at a time, let it give to you. Some people speed read 6 a day. I wonder why they don't get this. Play a little. So, One Greater Than John, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I grew up denying my desires. I grew up knowing something. I mean, I knew they weren't telling me something, and that what they were telling me was baloney. I was raised Roman Catholic, and with that, to me, it brought a lot of baggage about denying what I really wanted. And as you read the lecture today, I want you to notice what Neville says about the state of John the Baptist, which is, ironically, who I was named after. I was supposed to be born that day, his Catholic feast day. But I want you to notice what Neville says about doing violence to your desires, because that was my life growing up and as a young adult. You see, I wanted to teach martial arts. And so I became a cop and then a prison guard. Y'all know how that worked out. I wanted to be a world famous black belt. I did good, but I gave up on that after a while and settled for something different. Cool thing is, then I imagined something even better and I didn't settle. But we'll get to that later. But doing violence to your desires it's a fascinating subject, because I thought I'd be a better person if I didn't have sex urges. Yeah, imagine that as a young guy. Yeah, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 40. Feeling bad about it didn't last that long, but as a teenager, as a young man, God, I felt guilty that I had sexual urges. I did the starving artist thing, the starving spiritual teacher, money, well, we all need money, but money is the root of all evil. Well, not really money, the love of money is. So if you have it, you can't enjoy it. Maybe you just pay the bills. You know, the holiest people that I know, they're the ones that get just what they need to get by. People help them get by. People who enjoy making money, who enjoy spending it, who enjoy saving it, who enjoy money. See, here's the thing. What if you didn't come here to chase happiness? What if you came here to enjoy yourself? God being infinite in potential to be infinite in actuality, had to forget who and what it is. That's you. So you could come here and experience what I call novelty. You get, today's going to be like no other day ever in my life. And yet it'll be exactly the same. It'll be full of uniqueness and opportunities to experience happiness. I'll do the podcast. I'll send out some emails. I'll answer yours. But here's the thing, One Greater Than John, how are you doing violence to your desires? Do you believe by not having them you're a better person? Do you? That's probably my favorite. But go read that lecture, One Greater Than John. And today, instead of killing your dreams, I want you to move from desire into assumption. Because one of the things that amazes me most is when I see the people in primarily my Facebook group, people don't email me about this usually. But they say, but I don't have any desires. I'm above desires. Sure, Absolutely. Let's see how that works out for you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, but I don't have any desires, 20. I mean, I'm totally happy the way things are. So then why'd you email me? See, that's the one I get the email for. Why'd you email me? If you have absolutely no desires, obviously there's something in there. Or else you wouldn't email me. You're desiring to hear something from me. What is it? Come on. Love ya. All right, visit us at freenivel.com. Go read that lecture, One Greater Than John. I will change the date on it so it's easy to find from the first page of the site shortly. And join us at manifestingmasterycourse.com. Heck, it's a 90-day adventure. It's $97. There are people in there that have manifested $32,000, six figures, healed themselves of all fascinating things. But, you know, the government says, I have to say, those results are not typical. You may waste $97. You may waste your entire day. You know what? You could waste your entire life by doing violence to your desires, by denying that you have them, by denying who and what you are and how this works. Or you could dive deeper. Alrighty, we're going to call this greatness number one. Go for it. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.